Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl K-Sal and your boy Kelsey, and you are now tuned in to Check Dig Radio, listening on blogtalkradio.com, where you can find the latest news and exclusive content. So today we got a few subjects that me and my boy Kelsey's going to lay it on y'all today. What you think we should bring up with them first?
I don't know.
Well, we can do. How about the, did you hear about the Toyota, the 2018 and the newer Toyota models? You would have to pay to start your car with your key fob?
Hold on. I got to pay to start my car?
Well, with the 2018 and the newer models for Toyota, yes. Toyota is really going to make you pay to start your key fob if you have one of those electric Toyota cars, the 2018 model or newer. And that's, like, pretty crazy, man.
So I got to take money from out of my bank account to start my own car?
Yes, man, right. Like, I'm over here.
I know you lying. What?
I know they lying. Like, really? Like, I already have to put gas in here. I already have to, you know what? I don't even think I would want the car at this point if I have to
literally pay to start my car. I don't think at this point I'm going to even want the car anymore. I might as well catch the bus, man. That's crazy. Like, I think they kind of pushed it overboard with that.
Kind of. They are reaching. They are totally reaching. Like, that makes me not even want to buy a new car. Like, what?
Yeah, and it's like nowadays, you know, with these cars have been, like, so updated now, it's like we really have to, like, pay dealerships over half the amount of the car just to get the car fixed. It's like we're kind of running low on that market, man.
So, hypothetically speaking, every time I want to get into my car, I would have to, like, get on my phone and put, like, $2 just to open my door?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, they better be lucky. I'm trying to be so professional right now and not cuss, because that is ridiculous. The unmutilated goal that they are actually doing this.
And that's, like, crazy. Like, Toyota is kind of, like, they've changed over the years. Not only you're saying, I have to pay you just to start the car, like, you might as well, here, just get the car back, because I'm good, man. I don't even, you know, I'll probably just get another model car. That's kind of why I'm, like, I'm not really big on newer model cars, because it's so much more they want you to do. It's like they charge you arm and a leg just to have the car itself. And then you're doing car payments, and then you turn around and you're telling me that I have to do more car payments on this car. You know, in America, it's already bad enough we don't make as much, especially during the pandemic now. You know, with a lot of companies raising their minimum wage, but then that means they with these companies raising their minimum wage, now it's like they're raising taxes on everything, and it still makes it still makes citizens hard to afford things, certain class of citizens.
I really wonder, the reason why they are doing this is to slow down on car theft on these newer cars, because people now are actually finding ways to use these apps to break into people's cars when these cars don't really need, you know, a key anymore to get into the car. Like, some cars, you can use your phone to unlock the doors now. So it's like, I could see them doing that to stop the theft on, you know, stealing cars. But come on now, like I'm not about to pay you to use my car. Like, I already paid.
Wait, so you mean to tell me that they are literally using an app to break into your car?
Yes, on on certain, I forgot when the news broke where these car thieves are basically finding apps and using them to steal people's cars. And it's like if I need an app to get into my car, I don't want it. Like, I might as well get a 2003 and call it a day.
Oh, why? Or an old school Chevy, man. Like, that's freaking crazy. Like, yeah, I've always been like an older car type of guy, so I really couldn't, excuse me, I really couldn't tell you exactly as far as, you know, these newer car models. Like I said, I'm not going to pay $1,000 to go to a dealer to help diagnose my car. I'm going to just go ahead and just give me an older model where, you know, it's either easier for me or the mechanics to work on the car. So
crazy. I am literally speechless right now on this topic. Like,
I am too. That's pretty interesting, though.
I'm not paying you to get into my car,
man.
Toyota, I'm not.
It's a done deal, Toyota. I definitely, I am a Toyota girl, so not to, you know, jank on their company too much. I am a Toyota girl, but I like Hondas as well too, and stuff like that. But I also wanted to bring up, this is kind of random a little bit, but the Nintendo Switch and Xbox Series, did you know that they take top sales in the U.S. console sales as a shortage continues?
Well, I can see that happening because it's hard to get, you know, the newer PlayStation 5s that are coming out. So I can see why if their, you know, production is moving faster. I can see them being the top companies right now.
Oh, speaking of the PlayStation 5, guys, make sure you guys go ahead and get either your Xbox Series or go ahead, if you're able to get to Walmart or get to your, like, local Walmart store, they do have a sale on PlayStation 5s and Xbox Series starting at 3 o'clock p.m. Like I said, it might be a rush because a lot of consumers are trying to get either the PlayStation 5 or the Xbox Series. So check with your local Walmart store and see if they have that available as well, too. And I would definitely see before 3, before it gets overly packed, before they sell out of PlayStation 5. So, because it's been like a real shortage on the PlayStation 5s as well, too. So
I got my PlayStation 5 from PlayStation, so I don't know about anything about that, so I can't speak on that.
I think I might get me a PlayStation 4. I'm not really big on the PlayStation 5 because I feel like both the PlayStation 5 and the PlayStation 4 are similar in some things, and I just kind of just feel like, you know, it's just more so just how it looks. Why these manufacturers probably charge higher, but I haven't really tapped into too much detail about that. Like I said, I've been a Sony, is it Sony? I've been a, like, Sony, yeah, PlayStation fan for, like, years. So growing up, you know, we had PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3. So I wouldn't mind just getting a PlayStation 4 and just getting, like, you know, my little headset. Just kind of, like, sit there and play some of the latest games that's been coming out. Also, to check on PlayStation Online, they might still have a sale on PlayStation 5s. I'm not really sure, though, but I definitely am a geek when it comes to video games, for sure.
Me, too. I still actually have my PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 2, so I'm
a geek. I sold my PlayStation 3.
Yeah, it's I can't get rid of them as a collector. I just can't.
Man, like, how many game systems are you up now, man? Like, you've been collecting, like, games for years, man.
Well, not a whole variety of games, but, like, certain certain games I do like the GTA series, of course, NBA 2K, and WWE 2K. I am a collector of them, so I'm basically like a one-game collector in certain areas, but I also have some other games, like Need for Speed, the older Need for Speed games.
Oh, that was that cut, Need for Speed. Oh, yes. I remember that on the PlayStation 2, dude. Like, that was that game.
To me, the best Need for Speed game was on PlayStation 2, Need for Speed Most Wanted. It was that game.
Oh, yeah. I remember that vividly. That was that game, man. Like, the PlayStation 2, for sure. The Need for Speed, and it was another one, too, I think.
Matter of fact, I am going to have to play my Need for Speed game just to see if it still works. And if it does, I'm going to spend a few hours on it. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Man, I don't even blame you, man. I was just thinking about, you know, I got the old school Xbox, you know, the big box. The big box, so I'll be playing Call of Duty sometimes on here. And
We played a couple times.
Man, I'm telling you, man, this time around, I actually made it to 20 rounds, and then after that, you know, all the wolves and stuff was coming out, so I was just like, yeah, it's pretty crazy, man.
Yeah. And in a more serious topic, the tornado that hit Kentucky also hit 8 other states, and
our condolences definitely go out to a lot of those states that have been, like, tragically devastated by this tornado, this big wave. Definitely condolences go out to everybody and to the families as well, too.
Yes. The number now of deaths is over 100. So, yes, please send your condolences and prayers out to the family who has lost a family member to the tornado.
Absolutely, absolutely. Did we even talk about that third generation Apple AirPods?
No, we have not.
Oh, so the third generation Apple AirPods are on sale for $140 plus tax on Amazon.com. I would suggest if you have like an Amazon Prime account, you probably can get like a little better deal for them on Amazon, but definitely check out the third generation Apple AirPods on sale for $140 on Amazon as well too, for anybody out there that is a Apple lover, for sure. They definitely have stepped up the game for so many years. Apple has like been in the lead with a lot of technology, you know, right next to Microsoft, wouldn't you say?
To me, I am an Apple guy. I have a few Apple products, so.
I definitely could say, like, Apple really has a lot of good products. Right now, I've been on a budget, so I haven't really been able to, like, check out too much of them, but I do keep up with the news on them and stuff, so definitely, I would definitely.
In other news, the United Nations has a new statue. The United Nations new statue is turning heads. But is it for the right reasons? The statue is similar to the monster that is in the Bible. The United Nations says that this statue symbols peace and security, but the biblical version of the statue is basically the symbol of the soon-to-come Antichrist.
Ooh, that's freaking crazy.
This statue, the description of it from the biblical standpoint is it has feet of a bear, the mouth of a lion, the body is shaped like a leopard or a cheetah, and it has wings of a dragon. And the statue has all of those characteristics of what this Antichrist symbol is. Really, my point on it is not necessarily this statue is going to bring back the Antichrist as a person, but let's look towards the United Nations and what they are doing. Like, we need to start paying attention to these sort of things, because as for me, I really didn't know who the United Nations was, and it's actually basically all of the countries, leaders, foreign leaders, and United States leaders come together and talk about stuff they need to do moving forward as basically the earth and as a people, and what needs to happen. And biblically, statue symbolizes that things are basically are going to get crazy, and there's a war that's going to happen between the people who stand for the Antichrist, and the Christians of the world are going to go at it.
What is
your thoughts on it?
That's crazy. You know, I just feel like right now, I feel like we're going through like a spiritual, would you say a warfare? Warfare, yes. Like, we're going through a spiritual warfare. And I just feel like, you know, some of the people that aren't meant to be here in this time and in this energy will shift to the other side. And then some of the people that are meant to be here, you know, gain some of these lessons. You know, I just believe things happen within due time. I don't really get into the Bible or that religion aspect of it, but I do believe in spirituality, and I do believe that there has been some signs of some things, like events that have happened that are similar to some of the things that, you know, are in the Bible as well. Like I said, we are living in crazy times, you know, the shift of the universe, you know, and the shift of our galaxy and stuff like that has changed over the years.
Yes. When you talk about people are dying, I do believe that there is a shift, and the Lord is calling certain people home because of
their lesson is done. Their lesson's right. Done. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right. Their lesson is done. And you also got to think with this new statue being made, and the level of people that has passed who were in top health, you know, they really didn't have any problems, but then all of a sudden COVID hits, and then they have all these problems, and then they're gone. It's like how can you not take a look at, you know, this situation? And then the statue that they made is totally the basically the same statue.
Oh yeah, the one that they was talking about in the Bible.
Yes, like if y'all have a chance, look up the United Nations new statue, and you can actually see the similarities of the statue. And then when you read Revelations, you basically put it together like this is a symbol of we're getting close to something big here spiritually. and especially it being the United Nations. Like, this is a collective of people who have certain authorities in all of these countries, and this is what they approve of to be a new statue in front of their building. I just don't know. It's just strange to me.
Yeah, it's been a lot of weird shit going on lately, man. Like, I'm gonna be like, so honest with you, man. Yeah.
Because either if somebody has literally looked up in the Bible what the statue is and then they made it, or they just had somebody just to come in and then they had this idea and then they made it like that. I could see it that way, but still it feels like it's not a coincidence that the statue was made, and there's going to be a shift spiritually around the world to me.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is. It's definitely going to be a shift for sure. Definitely, new things are coming, you know, the linear eclipse has been surfacing lately as well.
Now, I never really got into the moons and all of that, so you're going to have to explain to me what is that.
So lately, I honestly could say, like, the lunar eclipse, like, I don't really have too much knowledge about it, but I know there is, like, we're, like, let me see, matter of fact, that's actually good. You make it sound, I'm going to note that. Somebody else might be able to break it down. Like I said, you know, we have some of the knowledge that we have, and then some knowledge, you know, we tend to forget over the years.
but in other news, this COVID outbreak is still sweeping the United States with new variants and the Delta variant, and people are actually want answers from Joe Biden and his team. Like, what is the plan to get rid of COVID? Like, what do we have to do as a people to make sure that we can be ready and be equipped to get rid of this I don't want to say disease, but to get rid of COVID, what do we need to do?
Really, like I said, the best thing that we could really do is make sure we're up on our, like, herbal teas, vitamins, make sure your immune system's up, make sure you're sanitizing, make sure you're washing your hands frequently, make sure, you know, you're keeping a distance from people. If you are one of those people that don't mind wearing your mask, try to wear your mask. But if not, then okay. But other than that, really, that's pretty much what we could do. And like I said, if you are interested in being vaccinated, then you can go to your local CVS, or you can also go to your local hospital as well, too, if you're interested in getting vaccinated. Like I said, that is between you and that individual. So that's pretty much I can really say as this pandemic has been, like, going on and stuff.
Yes. Did you have a topic that you wanted to talk about?
Yes, I do. But I also wanted to bring up about Vice President Kamala Harris. On Monday, announced that she has helped to pay $1.2 billion in private investments sent over to Central America. What's your thoughts on that? That I think, honestly, well, let me just say this first. I think, honestly, you know, that's great, you know, but
We also are, I mean, we do need to be helping the, we need to be helping more than one sector. Politically correct.
Yeah. My thoughts on it is, there's pros and cons to it. But once again, another place outside of America is getting help from us, and us Americans here are still fighting and going through some things that we have been dealing with for decades now. Like it's strange to me how we have all these resources to help other places, but we can't even lend a hand to our neighbor. I just feel a certain way about that, and I'm gonna save this topic for our lighter show on Fridays.
Oh yeah, that's right. So we do have a stay tuned in to our show Monday and Friday, sometimes Saturday. So we like to do more shows like Monday, and then on the weekend we're pretty much like more available to do evening shows and stuff. Like I said, subscribe and tune in to Check Dig News and Check Dig Radio.
This topic, I can open up a door to what I believe and what I think. And I think if the United States helping, what was it, North or Central America? You said
Central America, right? Central America. Central America. Central America countries.
Specifically, where they're helping them with.
So they are helping them in, one moment, the countries that that Kamala Harris is helping.
Because I do believe that this is a strategy to get more allies on the United States side.
Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Belize?
Honduras, I tell you.
Nicaragua, and Panama. So it's basically like Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama.
I can see the United States strategy on gaining more allies, since former allies are basically coming together to come against the United States. So I can see them doing that. But also, we need to build up America. Like, we are so divided in cultures and communities that if I was from the outside looking in, I wouldn't even want to visit America, let alone live in America, because their people are so divided. And
well, we shouldn't be divided. We definitely need to have like more peace for each other. Like, I just feel like, I think the universe, you know, when we are within divine, I just believe that we should all just come together one day. And maybe one day the universe will come together, because like I said, you know, we're all living on one planet, and we have, you know, like my boy Kelsey said, you know, we have different cultural diversities and stuff, and we just need to, I guess, learn how to adapt to each other. We might not share the same values and stuff like that, but, you know, I think a lot of things be separated because of the values and what we was taught, you know?
Right. I don't have no more on this topic.
Like, pretty much just, it's just like I said, everybody is just.
Because I want to go deeper, but I don't want my words to be misused. And, like, the United States have shown over and over and over again that the African American community is at the bottom of the list. And me being an African American man, it upsets me. Like, we are supposed to be, everybody's claiming, you know, all for one and one for all, and we need to treat other people right, and everybody has the same rights as the other person, but it's not being shown. It's not being advocated. We done had a black president that said he was going to do this, this, and this, but only certain things have happened since he was president. And now we have a female African-American vice president that is also making decisions, but it's not towards my community, my culture. And it makes me upset that we put these people in office, but we're not holding them accountable on the stance of African Americans. And everybody can say that, oh, black people are this, black people are that, they complain too much, oh, they don't know what we're talking about, but we live this every single day. Like, resources have left our communities and benefited others, and it's a lot. I'm not going to get too deep or too emotional about it, because this is something that, you know, it upsets me. It rubs me the wrong way.
I agree. I definitely do agree. And we definitely can move on from that subject. Going into another news, do you believe in gender roles in the LGBT community? So I think my intake on the LGBT community, I do feel like you both are sharing like the same roles, not really the same roles, but I don't think it should be that one person is dominant over the other person, because you both have inspiring minds, you both are creative, you both know how to put in what you put out into the relationship. I feel like there has been a trend within the African community, with the LGBT community, that there has been a trend of women that dress more feminine than, I guess you could say, the studs tend to take advantage of the studs as if they are, you know, the males. And I just think it's, like, really sad, man. I just think they kind of, it's like, I don't know, what's your intake on it, though, Kelsey? Like, I really couldn't.
I actually do not know.
I mean, with my intake on it, honestly, I just think that, I just think, you know, they should share these roles together in the LGBT community. Like, I just kind of feel like I can't really describe it a little bit, like, with I feel like mentally studs get taken advantage of mentally more, kind of like with when women, you know, how they are with men nowadays and how they treat men as if, you know, they're supposed to pay, they're entitled to pay for everything in the relationship. I feel like that's kind of like the same thing that goes on the LGBT community. And I know you can kind of like, I know you can only relate to the heterosexual side of it, of course. But you get what I'm trying to say when I say, like, you know, in these heterosexual relationships, that men tend to get taken advantage of females mentally, on the side of they're not, like, a lot of relationships have been, like, unbalanced. Like, it's like, you know, males aren't playing their gender roles, females not playing their gender roles. It's kind of like a tit for tat with both of them a little bit. And it's like, you know, no, I'm not going to pay for everything. Well, you know, we need to come together and be with peace. So how do you feel about the heterosexual relationships? What's going on right now?
I'm going to put it to you like this. Have you ever heard the term who wears the pants in the relationship?
Yeah. And you so you're trying to take it back to the 1940s. Nah, man, we upgraded a little bit.
No.
Absolutely.
I'm saying that to the audience of understanding. Who wears the pants is basically symbolizes who is going to step up and make sure that everything is handled, everything is in its place, everything is good financially, kids is all right, your partner is all right. That is what wearing the pants means. Now, who wears them comes to the relationship. Like, in my relationships, I have wore the pants. I have made sure everything was all right. My partner is happy. I'm happy. Bills are paid. Thank God there was no badass kid. Oops, sorry.
That's so cute.
Thank God that there was no kids involved, but everything was cool. Now, to say, would I let my partner, my girlfriend, wear the pants? I would honestly have to say, she could put a pant leg. She could put one of her legs in the pant leg, and then my leg would be in the other pant leg.
That's like okay. It's like kind of just the same thing as saying you both are sharing those roles within the household, and
sharing. At the end of the day, we both have to make the final end-all and be-all decision on what's going to happen. And I believe people now are so concerned about controlling the whole situation and not getting feedback from their own partner and taking into consideration that they have feelings and stuff, and they want the relationship to go another way too, that they either say it's my way or the highway, and I do believe that that's messed up. But to say that I can metaphorically take off my pants and then give them to you and then have you just run my life your way, I'm not okay with that.
That's kind of like a narcissist in a way, though. Like, somebody that only thinks about their self in the relationship. Like, you definitely don't want to have no narcissist type of relationship where the other individual thinks about themselves more than you, because you can, like, mentally drain yourself.
Right. I'm that type of person. Like, I do care about your feelings and your ideas and where we should go as a couple. And yes, I will take that in and analyze it and make sure that it is you're going in the same direction that I'm going. Because if we're going to bump heads about it, then I will wash my hands of the whole situation and it just won't be a relationship. So, yeah.
Sometimes you just got to, man. Like, sometimes you really have to.
Yeah, I'm not going to be the one to, like, just sit back and then just let you run us into a big wall. Not to say that all situations are like that, because if I am, air quotes, leading the relationship and I'm leading us into a brick wall, yes, I would want you as my partner, as an adult. Help me lead us to basically the promised land. Like, lead us into the right way to where we're both happy, gas in it. Ain't nobody, the Wi-Fi ain't cut off. Like, yeah. But just to say that gender role is an important thing in my household, I have to disagree. I don't care just because you have a different private part than me that you have to just stick to doing woman's work. No, like.
Right. Like, you guys are both sharing these, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
These experiences, like.
Right, you say you don't want to cook one night. Well, shoot, I know how to cook. I go cook for us. That's no problem. Like, so I don't get it when people say my significant other is putting me in a gender role that I don't like and da da da. I'm like I don't know nothing about that because. I just don't believe in that.
Man, and all I honestly could say, like, I believe you guys should both, like, share the roles for real. I just think that that's stupid, man. That's just, like, I mean, it's not stupid because that's how they used to feel back in the day, but times are different. You know, you need more than one income to help support, you know, a household, you know, especially with everything going up and prices and stuff. So definitely it is important to have more of a two-income household than it is for having one.
And then even back in the day, women did have jobs. Like, it might not been, you know, a construction worker, a doctor or something like that, but they did have, you know, jobs to where if the man was either between jobs, look for another job, the woman would come in and help with her finances from her job. It might not have been a lot to basically keep up with appearances and keeping up with having the best things, but the lights were paid, rent was paid, heat was paid. So, speaking about that, like, I wouldn't mind if my woman worked or not worked. It doesn't change the fact that I'm working too. Like, don't downgrade me because you get paid more than me, because I'm not going to downgrade you because I get paid more than you.
I was just about to say, like, I know there is, like, different households where, you know, either the male or the female is making more money. And what's your, well, yeah, you kind of already answered it.
And my intake on the same thing, like, okay, even, you know, if, you know, your spouse is making more than you, you know, it's good that you guys are combining that together because you guys would still be able to save and be able to budget things, you know. You can budget so much, like, off of just having two incomes for sure.
Right. Right now, this is, I might lose some people when I say this, but this is just what I believe. I don't believe that marriages, couples, boyfriends and girlfriends should have the same bank account.
No, absolutely not. I don't think so either because you both have, like, different spending habits and different budgeting habits. And if you guys are able to compromise and do that, then, hey, do that. Some people can do it. Some people just can't do it. I definitely do not want my spouse having the same bank account number as me because I really don't want you knowing what I spend money on when I'm not around you.
Oh, you trying to be sneaky.
No, it's not really that. It's just we don't want to have to always end up the conversation on, you know, stuff that, you know, I would spend my money on. And I'm just like, definitely. But if you guys do have, like, separate bank accounts and then have a savings account together, then I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, see, that could possibly work, but I still don't agree with it because if your partner is low in her personal bank account, she might go to the savings to compensate what she doesn't have.
Ooh.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, that's not okay. Let me give you another example. If the man, woman, man, their relationship, if y'all both have your personal bank accounts, and then you have a savings account where both of y'all are on, it could be problematic because let's say if the male has a gambling problem, he can he has all the access to the savings account that you two are putting money into. And I know with some relationships, the savings account is basically for to save up to make sure the rent is paid, the household is in order, everything like that. So you're basically taking from the house. And I just don't agree with sharing bank accounts on that level. I just don't.
That would be a particularly good reason to not share a bank account, especially if you don't know what kind of habits that your spouse may have or may struggle with. Like I said, you guys are supposed to be there for each other, but, like, yeah, having that one, yeah, no. We're not as one like that, man. I got to have my money, you have your money, and then whatever we put in on, we're just going to go ahead and put in whatever money we put in on. But, yeah. That.
And also, I don't believe in what's her money is her money and what's my money is our money. No. What I give you is what I give you. I'm not that type of man that's just picky and just like, oh, it's mine. Yes, you will get gifts. Yes, you will get vacations. Yes, you will get not everything, but, you know, things that you want and need, just not all the time. And you just ain't going to have control just over all my stuff. No. Sorry, ain't going to happen, Pippin.
Hey, it's not up for discussion.
Yeah, I saw that pimp move you tried to do. Yeah, I saw that pimp move.
Not up for discussion.
Game recognized game.
Man. So to get to the brighter of things, I think we've definitely laid down a lot of things on the table and touched on a lot of topics. Is there anything you want to tell the audience, Kelsey, before we go ahead and wrap it up?
Stay tuned. A lot more topics, a lot more talking. We are starting off, you know, strong with being consistent. Stay tuned to Mondays and Fridays. Mondays, we are trying to be, you know, business, you know, professional, PG talk. But for the other adults that, you know, to like indulge in adult things, that's for Friday. It's not always rated.
Layback Friday.
Layback Fridays. That's what we're gonna call it. Kickback Layback Fridays is for, you know, the Def Jam type of style. Say what you want. So, stay tuned for that. Please look at the logo. I took time with it. Me and my partner. More ideas is flowing in through my head on what we're going to do next with that. Follow us on social media. You can follow me at Instagram and TikTok at _KELLZJR at Instagram and TikTok. Tune in, stay connected, subscribe.
Click, share. So thank you for tuning in to Check Dig Radio with your girl K-Fell and your boy Kelsey on the beat. And we want everybody to have a safe and wonderful evening. And, just click, share, subscribe to our show and check out some more info. And, that pretty much wraps up everything. And you're now listening in to Check Dig Radio, listening on blogtalkradio.com. All right.
That's a wrap, everybody. That's a wrap.
Cut.
Time to go home.
You ain't got to go, but you got to get the hell up out of here. Cut.
Hey.